producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser joining us, coming up to give us his take on what's happening in the bond market, what's happening with gold. As the world economy melts down, gold will go up, even as other commodities go down, because it's an ultimate store of wealth and a hedge against imploding economies, and it is up. When I heard that bond markets had imploded and the stock market was down so much today, I thought, man, I bet gold goes down. I said this aloud, but I said, or maybe it'll go up. Because when I saw that oil was way down, I thought, man, I wonder. But, man, when I saw gold going up, that's pretty serious right there. The London Guardian reports accounting for drugs and prostitution to help push UK economy up by £65 billion. £65 billion. That's over $100 billion U.S. dollars. A more inclusive approach to GDP comes into force in September to comply with EU rules on measuring the economy. They've legalized the prostitution basically EU-wide. And, of course, they make women that are out of work more than a year in Germany. They call them in and assess them and say, you're good looking. Hit the bricks. We got a woman going to teach you how to hook. Here's your female pimp. You think I'm joking? That's like Der Spiegel 2 years ago. I remember seeing that headline on drugs like 2 years ago and going, no, they're not making people making women hit the bricks. And, yeah, folks, they make the women street walk in Germany. And even tell them what a full day's work is so they can pay those taxes. Man, you got to love socialism, don't you? Oh, my God, that is incredible. The Roman Empire in its decline made women hook. Oh, just amazing. That's feminism for you. It really empowers women, doesn't it? I didn't mean to get off on a jag. It's just that stuff is getting so weird. Look at this. U.S. troops assisting an Ebola mission may be quarantined in an unprecedented move to protect U.S. troops that might be exposed to Ebola. U.S. military commanders are being given the authority to quarantine troops for 21 days at a Department of Defense facility where they will be monitored for signs of the disease. Well, that's where people with Ebola are supposed to go. But see, they won't do that. They'll send them to a regular hospital. You know, I don't agree with Pachinik on everything. I don't think he's a bad guy overall, but he's so inside the system that probably listening right now that it, you know, he has a tinge of Machiavellian mindset where you make the decision, well, we're the good guys, so we can do whatever we want. Well, that won't put words in his mouth, but, you know, putting the troops in, at a certain point, you got to just let Africa do what Africa wants. If those countries want to fight each other, let them kill each other. If they're going to spread Ebola, let them spread Ebola. How about we shut off the flights and just let Africa, like Ron Paul says, do what it wants? I got a sneaking suspicion if colonial powers hadn't been meddling in Africa for 550-something years, that Africa would be a lot better. Look at what Libya did, building up areas of Africa, and then the West went in and blew it up, put al-Qaeda in charge. And Pachinik was against that. And Pachinik's against funding ISIS. So they'll sit there and say, oh, the CIA funded ISIS and funded all these groups, and, you know, And I'm not covering what Pachinik said now that he's gone. I just let him talk so I never got to these points. Maybe next time he's on, we can discuss it. It's just this schizophrenic thing where the system has the CIA creating al-Qaeda and ISIS, and then the army goes and fights them. And, yeah, the army legitimately goes and fights them, but so you can say, well, they're the good guys. But then you've got the CIA creating them when the whole thing's working in tandem. And then we have a CIA that went, probably hired private hitmen, to double cap Gary Webb. Because he exposed the government was shipping the drugs in. I mean, come on, you got a drug war and you're shipping the stuff in? No! That is super immoral. You know how many people I know whose lives have been ruined by the drugs the government shipped in? And then they're ruining our Bill of Rights with the drug war?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That was Dr. Henry Kissinger bringing us in, talking about the non-existent new world order. I wanted to get Max Kaiser on. He's on for an hour next week, and I want him to still join us if he can, but he's almost to the bottom of the hour now, and then we're going to talk to an expert on gold about why it's going up, but I don't have the crew or the staff to do it. I have a wonderful crew that runs the show live. You, the listeners, heard it and saw it. It was last year, Max predicted, his big prediction, that by the middle of 2014, you'd see an implosion of the U.S. Treasury market. Well, here's the headline. He missed his prediction, but better late than never. He said by the middle. This is the latter part, but not by much. I guess you could say 9 months in is the middle, but it's kind of the end of the middle. Bull run for the exit. Financial Times of London. Rising concerns about the global economy triggered a flash crash in U.S. Treasury yields on yesterday. As losses spread across stock markets and the new wave of investors appeared to give up on their bullish bets. The yield of the 10-year Treasury, a key barometer of the strength of the U.S. economy, fell below 2% for the first time after the Federal Reserve began talking about removing QE, unlimited. They call it QE stimulus here. And with more of that data is Max Keiser, former very successful stock trader, has worked, of course, with George Soros' son and Soros, and, you know, been on the inside of that. Hell, this guy was like on Nightline back in the 80s, and he retired. He still does some stock market stuff. He's a journalist with RT and also the BBC and Al Jazeera, and a frequent contributor to Infowars.com, MaxKeiser.com is his website. I want to get his take on the economy, then Ebola, because there's no way the CDC said they let an Ebola patient, a nurse treating Ebola people who was sick, fly. She asked for permission. They gave it. They got guys not wearing hazmat suits loading the Ebola patient on a plane. I'm entering the Twilight Zone. We've got more flights coming in as even South America, you know, in Central America and the Caribbean banned flights. America's like a giant trash can or vomit bag for Ebola. I don't say that to be gross. I mean, that's what we are. One Ebola patient said they had rooms piled to the ceiling of the blood and feces. I mean, you just bleed out and basically just pop. You just become pure virus. It just builds and builds and builds till the virus is just basically half your body weight and just spews out everywhere. And we have another report on Infowars.com. CDC pushes preparedness for zombies over Ebola. If you're prepared for a zombie, you'll be prepared for any infectious disease, CDC director said. And we have an article showing that they obsess over zombies, imaginary stuff, more than Ebola. But really, that's just their cover for Ebola. So we'll get Max Keiser's brief take on that and more next week. Well, Max, I know it's on your website. You did videos, newscast, over a year ago predicting by the middle of 2014. It didn't happen in the middle. It happened in the latter part, but you were correct. What's going on, and is this the big indicator of the big one? We've seen the Dow Jones lose all of its gains the last 6 months. Dr. Pechenik, who's a big insider, thinks it'll all bounce back. What do you say?
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Great to be with you again. I think you can, if you look at the global picture, what I'm seeing are a couple of interesting places, like, and it was mentioned earlier, in France. So in terms of the bond markets collapsing, they did collapse this past week in Greece, Italy, and France. So France is now the new basket case of Europe up until this
week. And you said France would go down next. I remember that last year. That's why you left France.
Well, I did leave France. I came here so I can report more closely on what I call the, you know, this is the heart of the global financial scandals are in London. So I thought I would come here to report it. But France is now on an extremely bad place. So their bonds are now trading like Greece and Italy, and so the whole Eurozone is continuing to collapse, and there's a lot of pressure on the European Central Bank to engage in what they do in the United States, this quantitative easing, this buyback of huge amounts of paper. But it's not set up that way in Europe. They don't have European-wide bonds per se, so it's not really set up for that. And Germany is very reluctant to do anything like that because it would be the precursor to an outbreak of inflation, which they're very sensitive about. But I think the big story this week is that all of the moves from the IMF and the global banking system back in 2008 to save Europe, they now appear to have run their course and failed. And Europe, which is a $17 trillion economy, is really on death's doorstep. And in particular, we're seeing France now become part of the basket case of countries. And France is a very big country, economically speaking, so now they're being flushed down the toilet. We see continued problems in Japan that we've talked about. Their economy has been they're entering their third decade of deflation, so that's looking bad. The U.S. at the moment, and this is the game that they play, you know, they talked about possibly easing up on quantitative easing, but as I've said many, many, many times, you cannot taper a Ponzi scheme, and very quickly the markets dropped 8 or 9%, 10% from the high on the NASDAQ, and now today they've come out and they're saying, well, we might have to bring in quantitative easing QE4, and that they're going to buy back a lot of bonds all over again and try to keep this Ponzi scheme going. But there is, unfortunately, it cannot go on forever, and we're seeing these markets kind of roll over at this point.
So let me ask you the question. You did accurately predict that by the middle, I mean, even though it's 3 months or 2 months after you thought it would have happened by, that's still pretty much an accurate prediction, a stunningly accurate prediction, because a lot of other folks weren't saying that, and people say this would go on forever. Now they are introducing the idea that it could totally collapse like France and others have, and Spain and Greece and others. Clearly, it's moving in that direction. Now a lot of other financial experts are saying what you're saying. A, what's the next big prediction? And how bad will it get? And will it be inflationary or depressionary?
Well, look at me here in the UK. It's interesting how the government just states these blatant lies. So the government here in the UK says that the number of jobs are up and the economy is recovering, but their tax revenues are down sharply because these jobs are people declaring themselves as self-employed. So the government counts it as a job, even though they're not really making any income. Or across the board, wages are down. So the tax revenues are, in fact, decreasing, which means the debt in the UK is increasing and the economy is shrinking. But the government will say, you know, the economy is expanding. So the economy here in the UK is also shrinking, along with the rest of Europe. So will they be able to somehow reinflate this economy to achieve growth? And the answer is no, they haven't achieved any growth at all. The debts are continuing to grow. And so this is just, unfortunately, it means more of what we're seeing now. The blocking out of huge parts of the economy from the majority of people who are being raked over the coals because they have no access to credit, they have no access to decent wages, and all this money that's being printed is just going directly into the pockets of a few folks at the very top of the pyramid.
So it's a totally rigged gulag archipelago, casino gulag, as you've coined. So again, what happens next?
Well, I think the world, the money in the world, the big money in the world, the people with hundreds of billions of dollars, they don't want to lose their money, and they're going to look for a place to rotate into. You know, the U.S. Treasury market has, in fact, been a safe haven for these huge money types for quite some time, and they have ignored gold and they've ignored silver to some extent. I think that you're going to see finally this rotation out of paper completely, where just all the sovereign bond markets are just completely ignored, and there will be that rotation back into assets, back into hard assets like gold, silver, and so I think that's.
Well, sure. We've seen the University of Texas, the Chinese government, the U.S. government, all these rich billionaires hoarding gold while bad-mouthing it out the other side of their mouth because it exposes their paper fiat tower of fraud. And so where do you expect gold to start going? It's surged already today. In fact, we'll put up the latest gold trading right now for folks. And to put that on screen for TV viewers, I'll read it out to radio listeners. But what do you expect to happen, and what else do you expect to go up? And then how bad will this bond route get? What do you expect to see in major stock markets?
Well, the price of the bonds, you know, have trading at a high that we haven't seen in over 300 years in the U.K., in over the entire life of America, 240 years plus. But I think to give some context to your previous guest in terms of the price of oil, you know, there's tremendous pressure on Russia. And after the Ukraine situation, and I have a different take on the Ukraine situation, after listening to Victoria Nuland orchestrate a coup of that government in Kiev not too long ago, nevertheless, my understanding is that Saudi Arabia, our good friends in Saudi Arabia, the ones who behead more people than ISIS will ever behead, the ones who gave us 9/11, the ones who were threatening Tony Blair in his office that he'd kill him if he didn't call off a serious fraud investigation, our friends in Saudi Arabia have been dumping paper gold in the markets, driving the price of oil down. I'm sorry, oil, not gold.
Gold.
And now to the point where in the United States, that shale industry, that brand new shale industry, unless the oil is at $100 a barrel, the shale industry doesn't make any money.
So Saudi Arabia has got a deal to drive down oil to hurt Russia. They also want to bankrupt the shale industry. That's why they've been financing all the anti-fracking movements. And I'm not saying fracking's perfect, folks, but Saudi Arabia is financing the whole thing with the leftists to shut it down. I want to see what Max Keiser says about that when we come back. Max Keiser's our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Kaiser's on with us next week. Show is Freeway Ricky Ross, who's a big part of the movie Kill the Messenger. I was the first person to interview Ross from prison. Actually had Kevin Booth get in there connected to the legal team and get that. And they locked him up in quasi-solitary confinement for a while when that happened. What hit me when I was watching Kill the Messenger, that's over the top good, it should win multiple Academy Awards, is that I was so close to Gary North, and then it's like all the other crazy stuff in my life, not Gary North, Gary Webb, Gary North's another writer with Oliver North and Gary North, and then I didn't break these big CIA drug dealing stories with him because I was just like, yeah, I already know all that. Sure, come on the air. Sure, sell your book. Yeah, you're a hero. Yeah, they're trying to destroy you, but why? Why put out new documents? Why put out a website with you, Gary Webb? And then they killed him. And they attacked me for saying they killed him. But the movie basically says they killed him. You know, they show they were threatening his wife, his kids, and that they kill him. I just am speechless how powerful Kill the Messenger, the story about Gary Webb, his Pulitzer Prize and all the rest of it is. I mean, it's simply amazing how all his so-called friends turned against him when the mainstream media said he was a fraud with no proof. Have you seen Kill the Messenger yet, Kaiser?
No, sounds good, though.
I just feel like I dropped the ball monumentally not working with him more, helping get his material out, man. Max, why do you think we're still alive?
We're too pretty. You know, people, they don't want to kill off such a beautiful examples of the human species. It would just destroy their souls more than what they do on a day-to-day basis.
Gary Webb had a beautiful soul. Why would they kill somebody like him? Well, I know he had a new book coming out proving everything he said was true and more. And that's why they killed him. And, of course, the book never came out. I don't mean to digress. It's just that it's just amazing that this film came out and told the truth. I'm dumbfounded. You know, I'm seeing more and more positive messages from Hollywood. What do you think is happening there, Max Kaiser?
It goes in cycles. You know, they back in the 60s and 70s, remember, they had the anti-hero. So you had the films like Dog Day Afternoon and these other films where they... And then Reagan was elected, and they immediately came out with films like Top Gun and Star Wars, where it's a very simple comic book-type format. And now we've had kind of like the last year or so, the comic book format has reached unbelievable proportions of absurdity, where it's like, you know, Iron Man, the Avengers, everything is comic books. And now the pendulum is swinging back to, I think, the anti-hero type archetype. I remember Billy Jack, those films from the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that type of hero. So I think, you know, it runs in cycles. And it runs, usually, if you're listening to a guy named Robert Prechter, who is from Georgia, he came up with the Elliott Wave theory. He does fantastic work tying market cycles to popular culture. And it's very interesting what he does in that realm. And how you see during down markets, you see the rise of the anti-hero. And during these bull markets, it's a very rah-rah, star-spangled superhero.
Sure. Let me ask you this question in closing. How do you think this is all going to end with the markets? What's really happening in the world right now?
You always ask me this very broad, sweeping question. You know, where is it all going to end type of...
made the big prediction the bond market was going to start imploding. It is all over the world. It is in U.S. Treasuries, which they say if that starts, it's the beginning of the end. So is this the time to start exiting the Titanic right now?
Where the rats are hiding, the last vestige of safe haven status is in the U.S. Treasury market. You know, when that finally gets to the point where they can't jack it up any further, where the central banks, who they went from their balance sheet in the Federal Reserve Bank from, now has $4 to $5 trillion of these debts on their balance sheet. The Bank of England increased it by 600%, all the bad debts on their balance sheet. When it gets to the end, there's got to be rotation into what's left. There's gold. There's got to be gold. There's got to be rotation into gold. They've successfully avoided it for the last few years. But as you point out, there has been hoarding all over the world. People are still buying it. Countries like Russia and China are still buying gold. But as far as the way the paper monies are operated, they're still able to keep these prices at high levels. If they bring in quantitative easing four, which just means that the government buys back its own paper, you know, ad nauseum, and they keep trying to keep the Ponzi scheme going a little bit longer.
What's
going to
happen then with the bond market? Going to keep going down?
Well, yields are going down. Okay, when you read a headline that says the yields are crashing, The fact is that the prices, it's an inverse relationship. The price of the bond is going higher. When they say the yields are crashing, the place where you find the price of the bond crashing and yields going higher is in Greece, Italy, and now France. That's sure, where the bonds are.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, and bringing us in is the great Peter Reed.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
The Rock Band,
the Alex Jones
not
Show,
hearing.
Because there is a war on for your mind.
Because there's a war on for your mind. This song is Balls to the Wall. And that's an aviation term for slamming the throttle all the way up to the wall. Or pedal to the metal. It has a double entendre of meaning taking wrecking balls to the East German Wall. This was a protest song against the East German oppression. It came out just a few years before the wall collapsed. And let's go ahead and crank it up. God bless them. Gotta break the chains. You can't stop them. Let's get the ball to the wall.
To the wall, man. Ball to the wall.
Kaiser. We're going to look at gold with a guest. Now, listen, I don't get stuff wrong on purpose. And I understand the basics of the bond market. I don't invest in it. So I'm always flipping things around. That's the kind of mistakes I make. Like sometimes I'll come on air and say it's 2012. I go, oh, I mean, it's 14. And it's just, it's, sometimes I'm writing checks and I'll write like 2011. I'm like, no, it's not. I just do weird stuff. That's why I'm always fact checking myself, because I'll do some absurd things. When I come down here and I say the bond market's in trouble, the bond market's imploding, it is in Europe. That makes everybody then seesaw and run into the dollar over here and into U.S. Treasuries. I see that as a bad sign, because it makes the yield go down, but as a fake safe haven, it pumps that bubble up more. And what Kaiser predicted was is the bond market would start melting down worldwide by the middle of this year. Not even specifically that our bond market would go belly up. He just said it would be, in his words, in trouble, and you start seeing them implode. So finishing up, Max Kaiser, talk to me like I'm five. Because I look at this and read the financial papers forever, and I don't even know how to articulate it because it's such flim-flam. Naked shorting of gold, paper manipulation, what you said the Saudis were doing to gold. Finish up with what the Saudis are doing with gold and oil right now to go after Russia and U.S. shale producers. They're financing all the leftist groups against fracking. And I'm not saying fracking doesn't cause problems, folks, but the Saudis are funding it to try to shut off our industry, just like George Soros didn't want us to have the, you know, the Keystone Pipeline so he could ship it by train to the west coast of Canada and then to China. They make their empires out of manipulating markets, not out of being in the market. So explain to me, like I'm 5 years old, what's happening with the bond market and why you're concerned about it, and then finish up with any other little sniblets or tidbits.
Yeah, the bond market and the interest rates. And let's look at that post 2008. We know that in 2008 there was a global financial crisis, and what was decided to do was to try to make the cost of money cheaper. You know, money has a cost. It's called the interest rate. That's the price of money. So governments say, you know what? In order to get this economy moving again, we need to lower the cost of money to get this money circulating. So they engage in quantitative easing, which means that the government's buying back all of the bonds and as much as they can get their hands on to drive up the price, the nominal price of that bond higher. Because what that means is that the yield goes lower. And so that lowers the cost of money. It makes the cost of money cheaper. And the theory is that when you make the price of money cheaper, you will get an economic recovery. You will get GDP growth. But what happened since 2008 is that they were the banks that were the beneficiaries of all of this activity. They did not lend it out. They just kept it for themselves. And so there was no real GDP growth. And here we are in 2014, and we see that the IMF just said the world is not growing at all. I mean, it's shrinking. There's deflation. There's no growth. There's GDP contraction, because all of that attempt to make money cheaper by lowering rates by buying bonds has failed. So now we're at a point where they're talking in Washington about bringing in another program, another quantitative easing program, QE4, to try to once again drive the price of money, interest rates, even lower.
But am I incorrect from just my layman perspective to see the announcement of the end of QE Unlimited for now, that would end up long-term driving down bond market, even as you see Europe imploding, short-term driving up bond market, which lowers yield? I see that as a net bad economic sign and as a bad investment and as bad news. Is that incorrect?
What you just said is absolutely correct. When it was the news that they were going to end quantitative easing, in fact, would have the effect of driving the bond prices down, because that means they're not buying them anymore. And so conversely, what does that mean? Interest rates go up. And higher interest rates mean higher mortgage rates, higher credit card rates, higher refinancing rates, and that's a negative on on the economy.
But the insiders don't care because they're going to continue to give themselves free money at 0%. We just don't get that.
Goldman Sachs just came out with their quarterly earnings, and they made a huge amount of money doing what? They suddenly made a huge amount of money in their bond business because they're the ones that package all the bonds for the government to do quantitative easing. So they're the ones on TV.
All right, well, you predicted bond markets will start breaking up this year, and I think your prediction's right. This looks like volatility, breaking up, major problems. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, in Europe, it's breaking down, and we're seeing now France, as I mentioned earlier, it has always been, there's been a duopoly with Germany and France. They've always been the core, the two strongest central European economies. Now France is going the way of Greece, irrefutably. So that means that the euro, remember 2 or 3 years ago, people were saying the euro was going to break apart. It never did.
Yeah.
Well, now that talk is back on the table because if France goes into the toilet, that means Germany is being asked to finance the entire 17.
That's right, and they're signaling that they're getting ready to vote for very revolutionary governments and are going to throw Merkel and all of them out. The Germans have been saddled with this. I don't think they're going to put up with it, Max.
No, Germany could just as easily be the one to declare that they're leaving the eurozone and they're bringing back the Deutsche Mark. That could happen. The only reason they haven't done it is because they benefit by having a screwed-up euro because it helps their export market because it keeps the euro cheap. If they were a separate economy, then the price of the Deutsche Mark would be a lot higher than it is now.
Just like Switzerland. They'd have the same problem as the Swiss.
Exactly. So they've been playing both sides of the coin here. They've been enjoying the cheaper euro for export, and then as the peripheral economies like Greece are collapsing, they move in to take over, and they're trying to federalize the entire European zone, and some people call
Sure. It's the Vatican in Germany at the heart of the EU, and so Germany can act like they're complaining on the surface, but really it's economic warfare by Germany to basically bring down Europe and then bail everyone out with their own reverse Marshall Plan, thus dominating the euro.
Right, but if France it starts to really fall apart, though, I think Germany may say, you know what, we're getting the hell out of this. Dodge.
Oh yeah, the German people want out of it. That's in the polls, but the German elite are conquering economically right now.
Okay, now to wrap this up, you referred to after the break, you were talking about balls to the wall, and how this related somehow to an East German, wall division between East and Western Germany. That's completely false. And it balls to the wall refers to balls deep. That's talking about the vagina.
No, that's enough. This is a family show. No, it doesn't. It is Kaiser, you're always nice. You have a lot of good info, but you're also always stirring up trouble here on the show. And it refers to the lever all the way to, that's a German protest song about the wall. That's on record. And it's also about going all the way to the wall, pedal to metal. That is from the 1930s, a aviator thing. Now, somebody else may turn into something nasty. That's not our fault around here. Family show, Max. MaxKaiser.com. You're going to be on next week to follow this with us. Say hi to Stacy and everybody for us, okay?
Oh, hell yeah. Bye now.
All right, there he goes. Always being a bad stockbroker. Those guys are very bad behaved, like Wolf of Wall Street, in their behavior. We apologize for that. Max Kaiser, they're joining us. I'm going to go to Ted Anderson here on the gold front, joining us via video Skype. He's out in California right now with gold up today. I want to get his take on that. But please don't forget, we've just relaunched the InfoWars Insider underground newsletter that has exclusive. I'm going to shoot after the show today a breaking news video, whatever I think is most important, that will then be just in the newsletter, not even on YouTube. The latest breaking news, inside info, promo codes for products at InfoWarsStore.com, and so much more. You go to InfoWars.com/newsletter. It's in the Alex Jones Show tab, and you go there, and you can see the exclusive videos and more, and just put, you see yesterday's exclusive video, you just put in your email address, and we will send you the information. So just sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We'll also tweet that out on Real Alex Jones right now. And lastly, I forgot to do this in the last hour. Let me get over here and do this. I'm always forgetting this till deep into the show, so I kind of do it in a haphazard way. three times a day. I take my drop of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine Deep Earth Crystal Source. I take my squirt of colloidal silver that I personally have been taking to try to boost my body's own defenses. I take the fluoride shield that is a known chelator and detoxifier, not just for fluoride, but a bunch of other toxins and heavy metals on record. And then Super Male Vitality, because let me tell you, it is good to feel like a man. We have Super Female Vitality as well. And if you'll just take my challenge and try the Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, try the DNA Force, try the Survival Shield X2, you will start detoxing in about 2 weeks and feel it. But after about 3 weeks, with most people, it passes. Some people don't have the detox, you know, headaches and things that comes with it. The oxy powder to flush out your guts. All of it available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I like to mix it with water into a concoction. In fact, here is my secret product that I've had for about 4 or 5 months that won't come out because it's so hard to produce this. It's a new laboratory creation. Let me mix that secret sauce in there. I forgot to take that and mix that up. This is a very famous vitamin that's well known that people inject because you get 90%+ absorption, and no one's come out with a pill form that absorbs anywhere near injections. Well, let me just give you a little newsflash. There's a reason we've been working on this a few years, and I still don't have it out yet because it takes some pretty serious laboratories to produce it. But let's just say this, I like it. So that'll be available in InfoWars Live soon, and we'll be able to tell you all about the secret. It's got secret in the name. I'll just leave it at that. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And all the products are right there on the site, and your purchase supports the transmission. But if you'll just get some of the products and try them, we don't screen the calls. You've heard the rave reviews. Quite frankly, we can't believe all we get is positive reviews. Because there's always people that complain or make stuff up. It's just nothing but positive. Nothing but positive. And it's really simple stuff. Why wouldn't somebody get a deep earth crystal source of iodine? Major drug manufacturers use it in some of their products. Some of the hair care top lines get it. No one put it out as a supplement. We have the deep earth crystal source. No one else has it as a nutraceutical. And it's so affordable. It's X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. And I just put it in water 3 times a day, and it's life-changing what it's done for me. Try it. Try it. If you'll just try it, you'll be blown away. With all the crazy stuff going on, it's time to bolster our immune systems. All right, Ted Anderson joining us on short notice from California, the owner of the GCN Radio Network. He also is one of the biggest private gold dealers with a AAA rating from the Better Business Bureau, something you can't say of most other gold dealers out there. This is where I've been buying my gold for 20 years, about 19 years. He's been a sponsor for 19. I've worked in this time slot for 18 years. I never wanted to go up against Rush Limbaugh. Ted said, no, we're going to do it. You know, he's got a monopoly in cities and a lot of stations. You know, want to have a show to go up against it? You're on here, not at night, if you want to work at this network. So here I am, and funny enough, I'm now beating Rush Limbaugh in ratings wherever I'm put up against him, even on smaller stations. But that's a side issue. Ted Anderson's talked about the naked shorting, the trying to knock gold down, the manipulation. Other commodities like oil are imploding, but gold is shooting up as elites hoard it. And that's all over mainstream news today. They may knock it down again, but I didn't sell gold I bought at $300 an ounce from Ted, or $600, or $800, or $900, or $1,000. Or I quit buying at about $1,500. I've just been holding it for all these years, literally in a safety deposit box, as an emergency backup during total implosion. What am I doing now? Buying more gold and silver. I got a bunch of silver, too. Now is the time, and I didn't mean to even get him on to pitch gold with Midas. But, folks, if you wait until the fall where it historically goes up, if you wait until there is a big rush, it's already up, what, 20-something bucks today? Can we pull that up for me, CNBC? Now is the time, I believe, to get into gold and silver, or at least get some of the books or financial prospectus documents that Midas Resources has. Ted, what do you make of gold? How much is gold up today, total, Ted?
Well, presently right now, gold is at just a minute, 1241, And gold has been on the rise for the last 4 weeks. So yeah, we came up off at about 1180. So right now at this particular time, gold is looking really good. And of course, there are three indexes that fell right now. One was the retail sales, fell 0.3%, and the next thing was the producer price index, which fell 0.1%, and then there's the Empire State Index, which fell 21 points. It's sort of like what Max Kaiser was saying. People are watching the economy melt apart now, and it's not only just happening here in the United States, but it's also happening in Europe. We've had a tremendous currency war that's been going on for since year 2008, 2009. The United States has been trying to keep the value of the currency down, like you said, because we're printing money to keep the interest rates down, which helps us with exports and helps us boost our economy. It's not working. The banks are holding on to the money, and the economy never picked up again. And so, yeah, we did see the Dow Jones Industrial Average just shoot up like crazy. But now gold and silver start to show that there are problems in that particular market. Dow's starting to back off again. And you're right about that, Alex. Now is the time to be getting in because the fundamentals are all there saying buy gold, buy gold. But at the same time, the stock market and the bond market has been pushed by the central banks to push, you know.
Sure, and to be clear, gold's been going up the last few days. Now it's flat. They're obviously trying to drive it down. My point is that people would just be crazy to not be getting into gold and silver right now. I mean, obviously, the paper market is a complete joke, and bubbles cannot just go on forever, Ted.
No, that's the whole thing. I mean, the bond market is in one big bubble. They're pushing the real estate market back into a huge bubble again. And now we're watching the Dow Jones Industrial Average fluctuate like it is, and we're seeing 300-point drop. You know, in a day, and that gets people nervous. And the point is that the indexes right now are pointing at the fact that the United States economy is not growing and is not building up, and there's been way too much money being pushed out into the marketplace by the Federal Reserve and other central banks. You know, the United States has a ferocious appetite for economic stimulus and spending, and our politicians are still spending way more than they have. They always turn to the printing press, and yet we're able to see the gold market dropped from about $19 an ounce down to $1,180 an ounce. And finally, now we're starting to see that stable point, and it's building back up again. So at this point in time, Alex, it is a good time to be getting into both gold and silver because of the fact that if the behavior was different, if we had good economic times and conservative economic policy, we'd be sitting here saying, you know, gold and silver may be stagnant for a while, but it hasn't been. It's been that. It's been the exact opposite of that. We have had ferocious spending and a tremendous amount of printing of currency. The Fed is, you know, QE1, QE2, QE3.
Well, for the type of inflation we've seen, a lot of mainline economists we've had on who aren't even gold or silver bugs have said silver should be $100, gold should be $3,500 an ounce. So they just cannot continue this forever. And, Ted, we haven't done this in like a year, but I know that you're able to buy when it's low, and so even when it goes up some or stabilizes, you can pass on those savings. What are some of the best specials you've got right now at Midas Resources that people call on silver dollars, silver half dollars? What are some of the best deals you've got on gold coins that you can sell at bullion prices that I know have collectible value as well? That's my favorite buy, is something that has collectible value, historic value that's recognized, but also I can get near bullion prices.
Well, that would be, I mean, the Walking Liberty Half is a great coin in the silver arena because of the fact that you have something that is in finite supply. They're right now trading at $11.77. On the collector side of it, you know, the franc coin is a coin that was issued in Europe and is at 273.22, and it is a coin that dates back into the 1800s. And then you have the British Sovereign, too, at 342.11. But there's a whole lot of different coins that you can be getting involved with. Certainly, the U.S. Eagle is very popular, which is very, you know, that's a coin that's going to be very close to
I like buffaloes. You got any buffaloes?
Yeah, the buffaloes are available still. That is a coin that's a little higher than the Silver Eagle, but also very close to melt, something that you can get into and no problem with liquidation.
And you're still offering that deal on some of my films and other films, where you then get two silver half dollars free just to get folks introduced to it. A lot of great stuff there available right now at MidasResources.com or 800-686-KIND. 2237, 800-686-2237. And again, gold was up yesterday and today. Now they've driven it back down to be flat. So I was quoting old numbers there. Just to me, my gut tells me, and it's rarely wrong. I mean, what does your gut tell you, Ted? Because we want to give out accurate info. We're not just saying, buy gold. My gut tells me. I mean, I just feel really good about the gold and silver I hold. Because even if I bought it at $500, even if they drove it down to $1,300 or $1,200, and it's starting to go back up, it doesn't matter. It's real. It's used industrially. You know, just like stocks and rare earth minerals, I think long-term are good. I wouldn't invest in prison stocks, but I've always said if you're immoral, buy more. Those have only gone up. Same thing with Apple or Google or whatever. I mean, this stuff's really a no-brainer if you're a long-term holder of things that are central. But, I mean, does your gut – what are you thinking personally? I think we're going to see a bear market in stocks and a bull market in metals this winter.
Well, you know, that's what I'm looking for, Alex, because that was very clear that, you know, it's hard to predict what's going to happen in the future. But when we had that $1,900 gold and $50 silver and you're watching the central banks get in there and manipulate, it was pretty clear.
Which they later admitted in even mainstream news, it was rigged. They did drive it down. It is rigged.
Yeah, they of course, that's their focus. That's what the central banks are designed to do, is to manipulate markets. That's their very charter. But right now, at this particular time, they're starting to lose control. They've been able to create this bubble. This bubble's going to pop. That will create a very good market for gold and silver. That's when we start to see that rise. I hope that we don't get pushed into a huge bubble in gold and silver just because too many people get hurt. But right now, at this particular time, we're at the bottom end of the market, and it's a good time to start quietly getting into that market and accumulating. And like you said, Alex, if you're buying for the long term and you're taking physical delivery of the silver and gold that you have, it really doesn't matter if it's fluctuating up or down.
Well, see, this is when I buy, is when it hits a bottom and starts going back up, and I see other indicators that mean it's going to go up. That's when I buy, is when nobody else is except the elite. I mean, it's in the news. You can type in ultra-rich hoarding gold, institutions hoarding gold. Well, I'm going to do what the smart insiders do. And it doesn't mean it's silver bullet or perfect, but, I mean, it's just what my gut tells me to do. I'm going to be giving you a call or your brokers today, Ted, myself. Probably get a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. I just buy a little here, a little there over the years. It builds into something really just for my children. 800-686-2237. I just got a wild hair today. He said, hey, where's Ted? Oh, he's in California. Got you on because I may be wrong because they can manipulate things, but I think now after a year not promoting this, I think now's the time to get in, folks. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
And you're always welcome to come to Austin in your globetrotting and be in studio with us.
I will come right down.
All right, thank you so much. There goes Ted Anderson. I'm out of time for today's show. I skipped a couple breaks because I get so hyper. Fabulous job to the crew. We've got some really big guests coming up. I like Max Kaiser. He listens to the show religiously. He really is a smart guy, but he also knows I have a very conservative audience. He likes to be naughty. I apologize for that. He's a big kid. And AP produces his show. He's going to be in town for a month, so I think he's going to be doing it out of our studios. I got to be honest. I don't know if I can handle Kaiser around here for a month, folks. He's just I like him, but it's like a Loki or something. I don't know if we can have Loki in the building for a full month. May have to hang some garlic up around the doorways. And I'm just joking. He's a great guy. I'm just messing with him. He always teases me. But I may tape a special report on Gary Webb and Kill the Messenger. I was so shook up by the film last night. Because just the lost opportunity of helping him and the lost opportunity of getting to know him better when he was just, because I'm not like bragging, hey, there's a big movie about this guy. I interviewed him probably 15 times or more. He wanted me to build him a website. He wanted to work with me because everybody else had turned their back on him. It's just bizarre. And now I'm watching this movie, remembering it all. I just take so much for granted. I hope folks don't take this show for granted.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.